The supply vessel that went missing for a time after it sank in Cook Inlet has been located and appears to be staying put. The Monarch was delivering supplies to the Granite Point platform in western Cook Inlet when it was pinned against the platform by ice. The vessel was damaged and sank with between 35 and 38,000 gallons of fuel on board and as much as 2,000 gallons of lube oil and other chemicals. It now lies in about 86 feet of water. Audubon Alaska Director Stan Senner says the fuel presents a threat to the local ecosystem.
Right on shore, near the Granite Point drilling platform, is the Trading Bay State Wildlife Refuge, which is considered to be an important bird area of global importance. And if an oil slick were to reach the tide flats, even in the middle of winter, there are birds called rock sandpipers using those tide flats, and they would be highly vulnerable.
Center says the western side of Cook Inlet is prime winter habitat for nearly all of the rock sandpipers that nest in the Pribilof Islands. He says this subspecies of the birds only numbers around 25,000.
It would not take very much oil coming ashore at the wrong time and place and encountering those birds, and suddenly you have wiped out much of an entire population. And this is happening right, and this potential exists right here under our noses in Cook Inlet.
Department of Environmental Conservation on-scene coordinator Gary Folley shares the concern over the potential for a large offload of fuel. Folley says working in Cook Inlet in the winter is extremely dangerous. The currents are swift, 4 to 5 knots, and the ice conditions hazardous and unpredictable. Folley says sonar is being placed on the platform for longer-term monitoring of the Monarch, and some dives on the vessel may occur if it's safe. He says it may be spring before the Monarch can be raised or the fuel offloaded. Folley is hopeful that time in the shipyard right before the Monarch went to Granite Point will help keep the diesel on board. He says the fuel tanks have vents that are self-plugging.
There's a hard plastic ball inside the neck of the gooseneck vent that plugs up against the opening, and when they work properly, prevent the fuel from leaving the tank, even when the vessel is underwater. And so considering these vents were either replaced or serviced while the vessel was in the yard, they should be working properly.
The majority of the fuel load is diesel, which is considered non-persistent by the state because it's lighter than crude oil, and some of it will evaporate and dissipate if it does spill. But Folley says it's still a serious situation that the state is very concerned about.
Require that any spill to water be reported. So we receive spill reports in the neighborhood of half gallon. So any spill is important to us, and certainly we consider 34,000 gallons of fuel a lot of oil.
Coast Guard spokeswoman Sarah Francis says fast currents, broken ice conditions, and the vessel's position on the bottom make it difficult, if not impossible, for spill containment booms to be useful.